This summer, New Yorkers set a new all-time record for electricity usage. But even as the pavement bakes, we aren't doing much to harness the energy of the sun. A new initiative is aimed at cutting through red tape so more homeowners go solar. From the rooftops of Brooklyn, WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports.
Actually, let's start on the porch, because that's where Zach and Adrian Fisher like to hang out on warm summer evenings. They own a big Victorian in Ditmas Park, and tonight they have a visitor. A solar assessor is here to talk with the Fishers about putting panels on their roof. It's not the first time they've considered this.
We had somebody come do the site survey,
got a proposal,
and we looked at the numbers and was like, that's just too expensive.
That was 5 years ago. The question today is whether this solar assessor, his name is Robert Falicara, can offer the Fishers a better deal. Falicara says the technology has improved a lot recently, and the Fisher's house is a good candidate for rooftop solar.
We're looking at this system here. Will be on your upper south roof. South is actually your most phenomenal roof there can be. When you're facing south, you're getting sun for the great majority of the year at a very good angle.
Falicara envisions a system that would more than meet the Fishers' annual energy needs.
And that will save you over $1,500 a year in your electrical bill.
That would be cool, and I would feel much less guilty about using air conditioning when it's so hot.
The Fishers are an easy sell. The initial cost of equipment and installation, it's around $14,000, doesn't scare them.
So guys, the next step is we basically talked about everything. I looked at what I need to in the house. Now it's time for us to be monkeys and climb the roof.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
On the second floor overhang, Falicara starts taking measurements with a pitch meter. From up here, you start to see potential. Not just for the Fisher's house, but for all the rooftops just now catching the sunset. So far, Solarize Brooklyn has signed up almost 400 buildings in Kensington, Windsor Terrace, and Flatbush for assessments. If many of them say yes, this part of Brooklyn could become the city's first solar cluster. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.
Ilya joins me now with more information for people who may want to think of converting to solar energy. Ilya, how much red tape is there?
Well, it's considerable. There's a web of both permits and also permits that you need to get this installed, but also incentives for people to do so. And part of what Solarize Brooklyn is trying to do is to really simplify all of that so that it's a lot easier for the individual homeowner. I spoke with David Sheeran with Empower Solar. He's actually with the company that was the contractor that was hired by Solarize Brooklyn. They're a Long Island business. They weren't interested in doing business in the New York market until about 5 years ago. And that's when the Bloomberg administration really signaled that they were going to start supporting solar installations and really make it a priority.
There's an attitude change. When we call the building department, God bless them, they used to hang up on me. Now, there's someone that picks up the phone and they have a process and procedure for dealing with solar applications.
So Sheeran said it's not that there's necessarily less paperwork, it's just that they have a really good partner with the city to work with. And he said as a consequence, he's actually hired a number of workers and is really expanding his footprint in New York City.
A big question always for anybody considering going solar is reliability. How did solar installations hold up after Hurricane Sandy when millions of people lost power?
It was useless. and that's too bad. But it's not because the equipment failed. These home solar systems had to be shut down for safety reasons. Basically, anywhere that there was a blackout, Con Edison needed to know that there was no electricity running through the local network before it sent out workers to start repairing the cables. Otherwise, they could have been killed or hurt by a pulse of electricity. There is some fairly new technology, inverters, that would disconnect home solar customers from the grid in an emergency situation like Sandy so that the homeowner could continue to harvest their own electricity without touching the rest of the grid. By the way, Con Ed actually has a program to buy back solar energy from people who are producing more than they need. Right now, there's only about 1,300 residential and commercial customers that are doing that, but that could eventually expand. And if this technology can be improved, then reliability would be a good reason to go solar.
So briefly, Ilya, if somebody wants to learn more about going solar on their own rooftop and how much power they could generate, where do they go?
Yeah, one of the really cool things that we've linked to on our website, WNYC.org, is a project from CUNY, Sustainable CUNY. They have the NYC solar map. You type in your building's address. The solar map looks at the satellite image of the roof and tells you, roughly, estimates what the solar potential of that rooftop could in fact be. It's a lot of fun, so do it for your home, do it for your work, but sorry, it's only available for the five boroughs.
WNYC's Ilya Meritz on going solar in New York City. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.